So when you think that you're stuck.
The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Matthew chapter 16, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, and talking about the church. And I hope you'll join us today as we open the Bible and consider His Word today. Quickly, I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We send out many of these, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. Now, this is a little notebook that will fit into a shirt pocket, fit into a purse or Bible case or something like that, a place where you can write down prayer requests and keep track of when God answers those prayer requests. And we send them out absolutely free. All you've got to do is send us where you're hearing the broadcast today, as well as an address. Now, we had received several requests for prayer journals, and they told us where they were hearing the broadcast, but did not send us an address. So if you want your journals, you've got to send us an address. It's kind of an interesting thing. Anyway, you can write to us through the website at considerhisword.org. Click on the link that says Contact Us. Put the information there, an address, and where you're hearing the broadcast today. And we'll get these out to you as quick as we can. The website is considerhisword.org. Considerhisword.org. Now, if you'd like, you can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Many people simply write to us. Sometimes they'll send in a little gift to this ministry. And if God lays that on your heart, well, we just say glory to God and thank you. We don't ask for those. Again, the prayer journals are absolutely free. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Today I'd like to talk about the church. Matthew 16 is the scripture that tells us about when Jesus established the church. So I want to read all of these verses. I'm going to start reading in verse 13 down through verse 18. The Bible says, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said, 'Some say, Thou art John the Baptist, some Elias,'" that would be Elijah, "'and others Jeremias,'" that would be Jeremiah, "'or one of the prophets.' And he saith unto him, 'But whom say ye that I am?' And Simon Peter answered and said, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.'" The church was God's idea. Here we see where Jesus, in this conversation with the disciples, asked, "Who do men say that I am?" And he said, "Well, some say you're Elijah, and some say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, perhaps Ezekiel or Daniel or one of those although there were no prophecies that Jesus would be any of those. There was a prophecy by Moses one day when he said in the end of Deuteronomy, he told the people, one day there will be a prophet come much like me. He said, you listen to him. And so they would look for that prophet, the one that Moses had promised would come one day. But now as Jesus said to them, who do you say that I am? And it was Peter. It's always Peter, isn't it? Jumped up and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You're the Messiah, the chosen one, the Son of the living God. Now, this is very important that you keep in mind what Peter said. You see, the church was God's idea. It did not come from men. The disciples did not sit down and try to organize a club, as it were, or some kind of a grassroots movement, or even a political party. The church began with Jesus himself, not with any other organization or any other idea. It was God's idea. And here we see that it was Jesus who established the church and that it would be built upon him. Now, here is a verse that many find very confusing. You know, the problem here is in the translation. And as reading in our English Bibles, we lose something a little bit in the translation. Because in verse 18, after Peter had said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, then Jesus said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, the confusion here is that many think that Jesus built the church upon Peter. But here's the translation problem. When he said, thou art Peter, the word Peter is actually a small rock. It is Petros, like a rock you could pick up and throw, or a rock like I used to put in my slingshots. It would be a small stone. And then when he said the word, and upon this rock is a huge boulder, a massive rock, a rock you could not pick up, a rock you could not throw. And so what was that rock? What is the rock that Jesus built the church upon? It's the very fact that he is the Messiah. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, this is the rock that I will build my church. The fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. It was not built upon Peter. Peter was not, you know, many say, well, the church is built on Peter. No, that's a pretty shaky foundation. The foundation upon which the church was built is the fact that Jesus is the Messiah, the appointed one of God, the chosen one of God, the Son of the living God. And so Jesus not only established the church, but Jesus also empowered the church. It is Jesus that gives the church its power. We read of this power in Acts chapter 1, particularly Acts chapter 1, beginning in verse 8, when Jesus said, and ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and under the uttermost part of the earth. Now, there was the promise. He said, ye shall receive power. I think it's also vaguely mentioned in the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19, when Jesus said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, he said, I'm with you alway. In Acts chapter 2, where we see then the coming of the Holy Spirit, and I want to read a little bit of this, because there are some controversies here as well. Because many believe that the church began on Pentecost. I think it was here much before then. So we go to Acts chapter 2, and we see the empowerment of the church. Acts 2, beginning in verse 1, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues like of as fire, and sat up on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, many believe that this is where the church began. I think it began much earlier than this. I think it began when Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." I don't have time today to get into all of the questions about tongues, except to say this, that the Bible says that each one heard in his own language. This was not some magical, mystical language. You continue reading this scripture, and it tells that there were people there from all over the place. Down in verse 6, it says, "When it was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How hear we every man in his own tongue wherein we were born?" You see, the filling of the Holy Spirit was to give them power, to empower them to preach the gospel, to take the gospel to the whole world, to carry out the great commission. Jesus not only began the church, Jesus not only established the church and empowered the church, but I believe he also equips the church. He equips the church with the Word of God. This is our guide of faith and practice. 2 Timothy 3:16, "All scripture is given to me, is given by inspiration of God, and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction with righteousness." Certainly God equipped the church to carry the gospel. That was the whole reason of the tongues, was so that people would hear the gospel in their own language and then take it back to their own countries and to their own nations. He equipped the church with leaders. We read over in Ephesians 4, where that God, the Bible says, gave them gifts. Verse 11 says, he gave some, this is Ephesians 4, by the way, verse 11, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And so he equipped the church with the Word of God to preach and with leaders to preach it. The apostles were those who were sent out. I don't believe that there are modern-day apostles, unless you want to talk about missionaries that travel the world preaching the gospel of Christ. There were prophets here. They were forth-tellers. They would preach the gospel. There were evangelists, those who traveled proclaiming the gospel. Pastors, I think these are shepherds who oversee the church and care for the church. There's much confusion today about the role of a pastor in the church. He is to be a shepherd. And he talks about teachers. And their whole reason was for the perfecting or the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building of the body of Christ. And then finally, Jesus embraces the church. He loves the church. And I would encourage you to get involved in a local church, to pray for it, to participate in it, to support it. You see, it's his church. It's the church that Jesus established on this earth today. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Brokenness inside and give just like